it's never going to be an easy start. We have the first round of matches off. Actually, we play the University on the 5th of April, where some of the counties are already playing that particular round, which is an amazingly early start given the traditional English weather. But generally, the fixture list is quite well spread. As you said, Notts is a tough game, and then followed by two places that we haven't been to for a long time. The two games in London, which is great for the Durham members and Durham supporters.
Yeah, you get a lengthy stay in London as well. I suppose you'll stay down there, won't you? Is it good to have those two games together?
Well, I'm not. You can never tell how it's going to work out. I mean, it's always nice to play on grounds of that sort of historical relevance, and for young players, for people, you know, possibly like Borthwick or possibly like Stokes, who've never played there before, then it's a wonderful opportunity for those fellas. I mean, it means as much to that type of player as it is to anybody else.
I know people are interested to know as well, Jeff, your pre-season plans. I mean, you have the annual match with Durham University on April the 6th. Are you going to be going abroad at all? The United Arab Emirates again, for example?
Well, because of the early start of the season, it's always nice for the players to get a bit of time in their legs on grass. And because of our association with the Emirates Airlines, then it's nice for us to get out to that part of the world. There's a 2020 tournament, and so hopefully we'll be able to get 10 days in the sunshine. But really, you need some luck early season. You need to play on good wickets, as we did this year. We started off on a really good wicket at Hampshire, and it enabled the batsmen to get into some sort of form, which they carried through, certainly in the first half of the year, when we were playing some really good cricket.
And you mentioned 2020 there. The competition actually returns to a shorter format, doesn't it? So no trips to the likes of Worcestershire and Northants this year in the group stages.
No, it looks a lot more civilised, a lot more organised. And the really good thing about, or the two good things about it, are that we've got 5 days preparation as opposed to jumping into 2020 the day after a four-day match. And also, there are no interruptions from four-day cricket that there were this year. So it's a lot better organised. And I suppose in one way, you're running out of excuses. But you know, if we can get our act together and get the chemistry right in the team, get off to a good start, then I'm sure that it could be an exciting 2020 campaign as well as a 4-day campaign this year.
Hi, Jeff, it's Luke here. What was the thinking in starting so early? I understand it was the county's decision. Was it just a meeting that was kind of set?
Yeah. I think very often what happens at the end of the season dictates when the season starts, and I think it is the